And then Pete and Joan Wernick, we got a little bit of I've Endured, and then the machine froze up. I couldn't get it to let loose, so sorry about that, but there they go. And now we're listening. Well, then we heard Retrograss on E-Town with Gentle on My Mind. John Hartford couldn't play that day, and so Nick Forster took the lead on the guitar. It's from Bluegrass Roots Volume 4. It's been Old Grass, New Grass, and I'm your host. My name is Fergus. It's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Joel and Tara Sonic.
This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
Support for TerraSonic comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting John Cleary solo piano on June 26th and River Wireless on August 1st. Complete details at swallowhillmusic.org. And now it's time for TerraSonic. Big welcome to TerraSonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on really a, you know, gloriously blue Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range, a blanket of snow melting away under this beautiful sky and sun. And yeah, well, at least we've got that. And an hour of great music ahead for you to hopefully bring a little calm and distraction to your Saturday afternoon here and in this time of virus. And that's all I'm going to say for right now. A lot of great music ahead in the show today. I don't know if the phones are working or not. If they are, you can call at 303-442-4242. Or DJ at KGNU.org. This is TerraSonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Vale. like a image on the PowerPoint. Where PowerPoint on the global line. Recognize the fight with these little coins. Sweating on the right as I grow my jaw.
Minutes past the hour here at TerraSonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Joel Davidson with you this and most every Saturday. Really happy to be here. Other than a couple of trips to pick up groceries, I haven't been anywhere since I was here last Saturday, and I'm hoping I can be here next Saturday. That seems like a long way away, because last Saturday seems like a long time ago. I hope you and yours are holding up okay and hanging in there and taking this social distancing thing seriously and keeping attuned to KGNU. I've been in, this is my 30th year of involvement at KGNU, and I've really never been prouder to be part of this radio station. The programming coming out of this place under these conditions has been nothing short of stellar, and I just want to commend everyone. This is me talking just really as a listener. Everyone at KGNU for their efforts. It's just been really incredible, and a proud and honored to be part of that, and happy to be here with you today, bringing you some music to hopefully help lighten the load a little bit, raise the vibes, and take your mind off things. We started with one of the great voices of South Africa, Leta Mbulu, and a beautiful track called Mala Lela. Then some new music from Malgan and Onipa. Their new album, We Know Be Machine, is pretty amazing. Looking forward to digging deeper into that one. It just came out. And then from the great Sounds of Asia pop sound collection, we heard Aida Mustafa and Kabila Bile. El Tru in the background right now from their new EP, WQAT, and Road to Kasbah. get back to the music. Again, I'm not sure if the phones are working or not. I thought I heard earlier someone mentioned on the air that they are not. But you can always give me a try at 303-442-4242. Or you can reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. It's Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU. I need to send a shout out to Dave in North Boulder Park for blasting Terrasonic out there. To all the skiers, thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone's doing well. And to Jill, who says she's blasting Terrasonic on her back deck. Feels like a teenager. The way, yeah, that's how we like it.
Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. Sa coque-là, coque des races, donc l'ico, bien cocasse. Sa vorace, des beaux bébés, qui t'abarjas. Sa bec-bec, que t'as disais, que t'as beaucoup y bébé. Sa bec-bec, que t'as disais, que t'as beaucoup y bébé. Remets ça, t'as sa place, avant d'y brasser le dos. Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. Toi, tu les guettes, pop, laisse-toi guettes, pop. Toi, tu les drapeaux, laisse-toi drapeaux. Toi, tu les guettes, pop, laisse-toi guettes, pop. Toi, tu les drapeaux, laisse-toi drapeaux. Quand tu étais drapé, bien satisfait. Sentiment des le bon Dieu n'a pas compte. Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. 24 l'eau, 24 heures, pour que la santé, licence solidaire. Pas de blague, zazé, santé bien faux, plus faux, quittez nous. Pour que la tasse casse ce sommeil, petit point vous dit aux oreilles. Dégazé, ran mokok, tiens mokok, que t'as tout cazot. On t'y offre ça, c'est raison cadeau, si tu fermes ça.
33 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me today. My name's Joel Davis, and it's a gorgeous day outside. Yeah, I hope you can get out and enjoy it. It's one of the few things that we can do in this time of, as a listener named Matt wrote in, points out, doctors are saying we should call it physical distancing, not social distancing, because we can still be in social contact, such as through music. So thanks for pointing that out, Matt. And yeah, if you can get outside today and get some fresh air, it'll do you no harm. In that last set, we just heard a new track from Skin Shape, Swa Alama, featuring Dalama on the vocals. Skin Shape, an artist based in the UK. He makes everything at home, all the music, and really has put out some of the best music of the last few years. Just great, great sounds from Skin Shape. Sexteto Tabala before that, remixed by Biomigrant, and Thermogene from the great Bongo Joe, Lace Disc Bongo Joe collection, Soul Sega Sa, music from the Indian Ocean. That track also appears on Bongo Joe's all-time favorites, reissues a volume of music, a collection of 15 or so songs from their catalog that they put out on Bandcamp yesterday for a buck. It's still up there. Yesterday, Bandcamp, a site that if you listen to Terrasonic a lot, know that I frequent, and I'm sure a lot of you do as well. A platform for artists to sell their music, and yesterday Bandcamp waived all of their fees, all their cut of the revenue share, so that all money flowed through to the artists, who are now all sorely in need of support. And so great thing for Bandcamp, great thing for the artists, great thing for the fans. And it was really amazing. They've got a strip on their website of what's selling right now in real time. And that thing was flying by so fast yesterday. It was pretty cool. Okay, back to the music. It's Terrasonic on KGNU, DJ at KGNU.org. If you'd like to reach me, the phones are indeed down. But yeah, keep in touch. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Sabe? sebenarnya diriku sudah ku tahu. Kau percaya, percaya engkau terhadap diriku. Terpelihara rahasia hatimu.
sufrimientos, cuántos lamentos he tenido que aguantar.
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Community Radio. My name's Joel Davis, and we're rounding into the home stretch on this week's episode. The last track was El Messi. Y ahora toco cumbia. Now I play cumbia, and that comes from the EP Dos Mangos y Una Piña, out on the Kumbale Records label out of Berlin. Before that, Balint Baldessar, he's in Budapest, I believe. New track from him. And from Singapore, it was Huda and a song called Periba Dimu. In the background right now, it's Baharat. And the B-side to the single, The Egyptian, this is called On the Way to a Wedding, comes from Batov Records. We'll keep it tuned to KGNU all day long. We've got great music to carry you through this beautiful afternoon. J-Dub standing by to bring you Reggae Bloodlines coming up following headlines from the BBC and perhaps a COVID-19 update from KGNU. And then Joe de Cordoba at 4 o'clock with African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music. DJ Mod Pants kicks off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming with Sound Lab at 7 following an hour of news from the BBC. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Up next, a song by Biomigrant. We heard a remix by him a little earlier. This is one of his own tracks from a new release called Las Americas. And it's a song called Hope. We'll check that out. Come back and say goodbye. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back. 3 minutes before the top of the hour here. It's Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing, that was Sohan from his album Transmuto, Be Brave, Have Faith. And before that, Biomigrant from Las Americas, Hope. And right now in the background, it's Samarana and Hantu. What else can I say? Be brave, have faith, stay strong, stay safe, stay together. Keep it tuned to KGNU. Very proud, as I said earlier, to be part of what this station is bringing right now. For the community, I can feel you all out there listening. When I'm listening, I can feel us all out there listening. And great to have a resource like KGNU. And I will remind you that we did have a spring fund drive that was cut short by all of this, and we're still accepting donations at kgnu.org. Stick around for Reggae Bloodlines, following headlines from the BBC. J-Dub in with you this afternoon, keeping the Irie going. Take care, y'all. See you next week. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond.
You might be spending more time at home, away from your usual social activities. If that's making you feel alone or disconnected, an inspiring song and a friendly voice on KGNU can connect you with thousands of other listeners just like you. Strengthen that connection further by donating to make these programs you rely on possible. Your gift now in support of our programming will turn into more of the music you love later. Please take a moment to think about what KGNU means to you and make a donation at kgnu.org. And thank you.
Welcome, and what will that mean for us? Then this is the programme for you. Do join me after the BBC News.
Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. Italy has reported another big increase in the number of deaths of people with the coronavirus, 793 in the last 24 hours. It's by far the worst single-day total worldwide since the pandemic began. Danny Eberhard reports.
The figures are frightening. On average, one coronavirus patient is dying in Italy every 2 minutes. That's despite nearly 2 weeks of lockdown in the worst affected regions. The northern region of Lombardy is especially hard hit, including one of its cities, Bergamo. Military lorries have had to help transport its dead to cemeteries and crematoria elsewhere. In the meantime, there's been one ray of light. The authorities put out an emergency appeal to recruit 300 doctors to help in battled regions. Well over 10 times that number have already volunteered to help.
The US Senate has resumed discussions on an economic support plan, which is expected to total more than $1 trillion in response to the pandemic. Speaking at the start of the Saturday session, the Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said American households and businesses needed help now. Republicans and Democrats are hoping to vote on a final package by Monday. At a White House news conference, President Trump said the two sides were working together.
There's been a week of national action and of great national solidarity. People are getting along. We're getting along with Republicans and Democrats and independents and liberals and conservatives. And actually, it's a very nice thing to see.
Egypt's Islamic and Coptic Christian authorities have announced the closure of mosques and churches throughout the country for at least the next 2 weeks to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. Prayers will still be broadcast through loudspeakers. International flights to airports in Nigeria will be suspended from Monday night after the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the country almost doubled to 22. Passenger train services will also be halted. From Abuja, here's Chris Iwoko.
According to the Nigeria Center for Disease Control, 9 out of the 10 new cases have travel history outside Nigeria in the last 1 week. The 10th case is said to be a close contact of a confirmed case. Authorities said they are engaged in aggressive contact tracing and containment strategies to curtail further spread. On the brighter side, however, Lagos State Governor announced that the Italian man who was the first registered case has been discharged.
The Bolivian government says the entire country is being put into quarantine from Sunday to try to stop the spread of the virus. The interim president, Jeanine Añez, has told people to stay at home for 24 hours a day. Bolivia has so far confirmed just 19 cases of the virus, far fewer than neighbouring countries. World news from the BBC. Unrest has broken out in jails in Sri Lanka and India because of fears among prisoners over the virus. Officials in Pakistan have also taken action to try to reduce overcrowding. At least 2 people were killed during a riot at a prison in central Sri Lanka. Anbara Senatirajan reports.
Sri Lankan officials said some prisoners tried to escape, prompting officers to open fire at the jail in the city of Anuradhapura. They say the situation has now been brought under control. In India, security officials fired tear gas to control violence at the main prison in the eastern city of Kolkata. Hundreds of prisoners threw stones and ransacked furniture, demanding the release due to the virus. A judge at the Islamabad High Court on Friday ordered the release on bail of remand prisoners facing minor charges from the overcrowded Adiyala jail as a precautionary measure against the contagion.
The governing body of American athletics has joined calls for the Tokyo Olympics to be postponed because of the pandemic.